Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Senators submitted written questions to the prosecution and to the defense in the impeachment trial of former President Trump. One of the first questions came from Republican Senators Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who have been critical of Trump's actions. They asked Trump's lawyers to lay out in detail what Trump did to stop the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And when Trump first learned the building had been breached. Trump lawyer Michael Van der Veen did not answer directly. Instead, he accused Democrats of denying Trump due process during the impeachment. Trump's defense wrapped up their opening arguments earlier today, telling senators the impeachment is unconstitutional and politically motivated. Florida added more than 7,600 new positive coronavirus cases today and 190 deaths. A state-run vaccination site in Tampa was still plagued by confusion and long waits today, a day after similar long waits yesterday at University Mall. Daniel Figueroa IV reports seniors, even those with appointments, were waiting at least 3 hours for their coronavirus vaccines.
To pass the time, some read newspapers. Some caught up on novels or kept their brains sharp with crossword puzzles. One woman looked at a retiree's guide to life in Mexico, excited to take a trip after being home for nearly a year. Others, like James Smith and Marie Brown, just hoped they'd make it to the top of the parking lot roof to get their shot before running out of time.
We cannot be with that mall because oxygen is running out.
I'm on oxygen. I told them I can't stay up that long, be out that long. They told me it won't take no more than 15 minutes. We're still there.
About an hour and a half.
Smith called to request an appointment about 2 weeks ago. When he did, he made sure to note he had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, a lung disease that severely limits someone's ability to breathe. The 76-year-old Wesley Chapel man was told to be at the University Mall site on February 12th for an appointment at 12:15 in the afternoon. Brown drove. They got there around 10:30 a.m. and nearly 2 hours later were only halfway through the line. Sitting in a hot car for hours and having waited 2 weeks for an appointment, Smith only had about 20 minutes of oxygen to get him through 2 more hours of waiting. They tried to alert members of the National Guard and law enforcement on site, but were just told to wait.
Spoke to the National Guard officer, bike. They say he can't do anything, he only direct traffic.
Brown and Smith's story wasn't unfamiliar. WMNF spoke to people in about 6 vehicles at the site during the late morning and early afternoon. Each had an appointment, and each reported waiting at least 3 hours to get a shot. Janet Hewitt said her experience was frustrating as well. She tried to get an appointment when the online registration system was up, but to no avail. Now that you can pre-register and get a call for an appointment, she said it was much easier.
Because I would say that all the appointments are filled over and over and over, and you'd have to be online waiting, and the little dots would be dancing around, you know, and it's frustrating to go through that whole thing. Then they changed the system, and because I had registered right away, and they finally called me and said, you can come, and this is where...
The new system's better.
Yeah, yesterday, the Florida Department of Health in Hillsborough County told reporters from the Tampa Bay Times waits were at least due in part to people lining up without an appointment. Up until about 3 weeks ago, the county ran the site and told people getting their first shot to automatically come for the second shot, appointment or not. But when the state took over the site, the rules changed. Everyone needed an appointment regardless. The health department said some hadn't got that message. But on Friday, most seemed to have an appointment. The site was just overrun. The line of cars stretched nearly 2 miles down Fowler to McKinley Drive. Just getting into the mall took hours. Once at the site, cars were split into 6 lines that slowly snaked their way to the vaccine site, another few hours to wait. After getting their shots, many said nurses seemed overrun and overworked. Staff on site who asked not to be named said they asked for more help, but were told they'd have to make do with what they had. Waiting for hours in line, many, like Hewitt, were just happy for the little vial of hope waiting on that parking lot roof.
I'm pretty relieved. I mean, it's a shame it's this long a wait, but I understand you got a lot of seniors that you're, dealing with. But I'm high risk, so I've been hiding out in my home for a year now and been scared to death of being near anybody. Mm-hmm. So other than doctor things, I've just been hiding out. So this is going to be wonderful to free me up to have a life again.
Representatives for the Department of Health did not respond to a request for comment. For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV in Tampa.
The White House says President Joe Biden will seek to close the prison on the U.S. base at Guantanamo Bay following a review process. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's the intention of the Biden administration to close the detention facility. That's something President Barack Obama also pledged to do within a year of taking office in January 2009. And finally, Associated Press Florida reporter Tamara Lush announced today she's retiring from journalism. She said on Twitter she will focus instead on her fiction writing. Here's the weather tonight. Mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the high 60s. Tomorrow, windy with scattered thunderstorms, highs near 80. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app. Hey, have a great weekend. Happy Valentine's Day. Please wear a mask.